Psalm 18, verse 26, Mizmor Yudchet, Pasuk Kafvav. Im Navar, with the one who is pure, Tit Barar, you will show yourself pure. V'im Ikesh, but with the perverse one, Tit Patal, you will show yourself devious. Im Navar, Tit Barar, V'im Ikesh, Tit Patal. With the pure you show yourself pure, but with the perverse you show yourself devious. This verse gives us great insight into human nature, does it not? We see what we want to see, and we'll rationalize what we want to believe. I've written about Shokar Tov before, but that is the idea that whoever diligently seeks good seeks favor, but evil comes to the one who searches for it. Using what's called the good eye, or Ayin HaTovah, helps us see worth and potential, whereas using Ayin Hara, or the evil eye, makes us critical and fault-finding. In other words, when we look or seek the good of others, we'll find God's favor, but when we search for evil in others, it becomes our own. It reveals what's inside us. As the Baal Shem Tov once said, when we see faults in others, we must understand that they only reflect evil within ourselves. So as we purify our hearts, we will begin to understand God's purity and holiness. But if we are perverse within our hearts, we will ascribe a measure of perversity to God himself. In other words, God will allow us to regard him in perverse terms. How we see is a spiritual decision, and what we end up seeing and interpreting is a result of our heart condition. As it's also written in Proverbs, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Amen. Lev tohor bara li Elohim, beruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you hatzlacha, good success, and that you might have a new heart given to you, created by the power of God, that is pure and that can see God. Shalom, shalom.